Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, longtime friend, longtime sponsor. As a matter of fact, the number one, very first sponsor of this program, Richard Bazzi, joining us right now from Schultz Ford and Schultz Lincoln, talking about what's going on in the car business. Hi, Richard. How are you?
Rick, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Semiconductor shortage in the car business is impacting cars in what way? What are you hearing?
Well, you know, Rick, it's not necessarily even what I'm hearing, and it's not just impacting the car business. I mean, there is an impact to us. But it's, again, I mean, it's not the end of the world. It's not, oh my, the world is falling. It's not that. It is more difficult to have the numbers and stock the inventory that we have, but it's a 2-month problem. And really what happened was we anticipated a shortage, but what then happened is there was a fire in the number one automotive supplier that produced microchips in Japan. And so they had to rebuild that factory. So that's really kind of what happened. Now you couple that with extreme, the market's huge. The demand is just really crazy. So you have the demand, the high demand, the low supply. And that's really not necessarily a bad thing all the time.
Right.
We do have less cars. We do have less trucks. And yes, it's going to be, but here's the other thing with Ford Motor Company. The greatest part of Ford Motor Company is we have the greatest minds that are creating solutions, and they are, and I know this because I'm on one of the boards, but they are working 24 hours a day. So when the plants, when the people go down in the United States, when they go to bed, Europe's awake working on scaling. And then when Europe goes down, India's up. I mean, it's a really concerted effort. And the great part about Ford, as I was saying, we'll give you $500 just to place your order. If you walk into the dealership and you don't see what you want, we'll give you $500 to place an order. Now, when will you have that? Probably 60 to 90 days away. I think that would be a fair statement. So, you know, you get exactly what you want. You still get the brand new vehicle. You still get built Ford Tough, you get all those things, and we'll give you $500.
So are people willing to wait? Are you getting pushback when you say, yeah, it's going to be, or do they understand the fact that there are things that are out of your control?
That's a good question, Rick, and yes, they do understand. They may not like it. They may be impatient. I've got several friends that really have had cars and trucks ordered, and yeah, they're impatient because everybody wants the immediate gratification. They want it now.
Right.
And I get that, but boy, I'll tell you, our product lineup, Rick, is so spectacular that it allows people to do the wait because you can't get what we have anywhere else.
What's going on with used cars? Are you seeing people gobbling up used cars because they don't want to wait or saying, I want to go to a pre-owned certified vehicle because I can't get the one that I want?
Sometimes, you know, those one-year-old trucks already have the microchips in them.
Right.
So, yes, there's a little bit of that. But the used car market also, there's just so many people. And I heard you say that rental car companies are buying used vehicles. But remember, we as a Ford dealer or the other manufacturers, we really have the first shot at them. So, you know, really support your dealer. I'd say that to anybody, support your car dealer. Shop only at your new car dealerships because that's where the whole supply comes from.
Richard Bazzi joining us. He is the principal, the owner of Schultz Ford and Schultz Lincoln here in the Pittsburgh area, one of the largest Ford dealerships in this part of the country. Richard, what are you telling people when they come in, when they're asking about these things? You just simply the same things you're just telling us right now, or do they already know these things?
Yeah, we're very transparent. And I will say, and I am very proud, that we are the number one Ford dealer in the state. And Rick, I want to tell you, so proud of everybody here, because we were number 67 in the entire country out of 3,200 Ford dealers.
That's tremendous.
That's really a big accomplishment. So in order to do that, we have an obligation. We have an obligation to the community, and we have an obligation to be transparent with everybody. And that transparency is to be able to tell people exactly what I just told you. And, you know, the answer, what's the solution? Well, a lot of people say vertical integration. And so to understand vertical integration is, you know, basically you control all the commodities.
Right.
Basically, you would produce everything and not be dependent on an outside party. However, Ford Motor Company, ironically, was one of the first companies in 1920 to do that. When steel was at a premium and the cars couldn't be produced, Ford would have the factories and they would have the steel that was their own steel and their own iron ore to make the steel. So that was really the first example of vertical integration. But the problem now is what makes that challenging is there's so many other components. There's chips. There may be, for example, in a platinum F-150, there may be 300 microchips in one vehicle.
Right.
So there's not a lot of the vertical integration conversations, but there's an attempt to do that and to be less reliant on outside sources. And I think really we're coming away from this with a much better understanding of how to make sure this never happens again.
Good stuff. Richard Bazzi, thanks so much for joining us on short notice to break this down and help people understand it. We sure appreciate it, and we appreciate your support.
Rick, thank you. Thanks for your influencers.
Absolutely. Richard Bazzi joining us from Schultz Ford and Schultz Lincoln. And you can see their locations. They're all around Pittsburgh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.